How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Andy Hart. I'm going to let you guys pick where we go. I got two topics that we're going to do here before we get to Quiz with Stiz. Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Let's get the good news out of the way.
Okay, the good news then. We have some updated quotes from new Celtics would-be owner, Bill Chisholm, with Shams on ESPN. He tells ESPN, quote, "The team is in a great place right now, and I'm very sensitive to that." Okay, I like that. Wick, Brad, and Joe have done amazing jobs. "My approach is to win and raise banners. That's in the near term and the long term." He goes on to say, "I bleed green." Okay, getting a little cliche here. "I love the Celtics. When opportunity came up, I couldn't pass it up. Wick has done an incredible job, so why would you mess that up? I've had a couple of sit-downs with Brad, and it's been about aligning our goals and extending the window of this team."
Hearts and minds.
There you go. Minds.
You guys still worried that he's going to trade somebody and cut contracts? He's ready to win for the next decade.
You don't say those things. You don't go out on that limb. That is a lonely, thin limb that he just walked out on. And so for him to kind of put all that out there, he's got to know, even though this is new to the business, that that will play awful if he goes back on those words.
He's not a dummy. He's got billions of dollars. So
and a good PR team.
And a good
PR
team.
Can't he extend the window by divesting them of one of these players, too? By trying to, if they draft somebody or find a cost-effective replacement?
No.
It's possible.
You extend the, if you divest of a player, it's because Jrue Holiday's no longer worth his contract. Or one of the guys you've, like, I'm no longer worried about what he's going to do when he's going to tear it down. You John Henry'd it, Marlins did, any of those things. No longer a fear for me. Now, talk is cheap. I said that earlier, so I should probably stick to my own rules. But I'm with you, Ted. If he's going to talk that sort of badass.
Yeah, he's bleeding green.
Yeah, I'm all in. Okay, and then the bad news of the day.
Or is it?
Okay, fair. The other big story we've been talking about, Stephon Diggs was in town last night. Wine and dine today. Physical, the whole thing. According to Burt Breer just minutes ago, Stephon Diggs is on his way home now after a good visit with the Patriots. New England able to gather some info, and Diggs got a chance to take his first visit. They'll keep talking. You know what that made me think of? That Boston Globe thing where the two people go on a date and we try to figure out at the end if they're going to go on a second date. They'll keep talking. I don't think there's going to be a second
date. I'll call you. You call me.
Yeah. No. I didn't give you my number.
But what? Realistically, what's he going to ask for? Is he asking for a wonder? He's going to probably ask for a two-year deal just to try to get more guaranteed money. He's trying to prove, obviously, that the ACL recovery is not going to be as long as most people anticipate. He's going to ask for more than you probably would have paid for a Cooper Kupp. He's going to ask for
Oh, I don't think so.
Steph Diggs?
3 and 45? No chance.
He's going to ask for
I think he's going to ask for a 2-year deal, and he might get offered 1-year deals like D-Hop got. D-Hop got 1 and 5, 1 and 8.
Well, the first one was like 1 for 11, and then it was 1 for 6.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up with 1 for what will be portrayed as, or maybe 2. I bet you it'll be 2 for like 25, and then the next reports will come out and like, this isn't really a 2-year deal. It's kind of a 1-year deal that might be $8 million. Like 1 for 8, 1 for 9, something like that. He doesn't have a lot of leverage right now.
He does.
He's not very popular. He's injured. He's older. There's a lot of strikes against him on the open market. Yeah, I don't. But you said, I said that's a bad thing that he left. You said, or is it?
Because to some, they never wanted him. Some think that he could be that locker room pariah. Some think that he may not be the right guy to help rebirth the receiver room. I still say you take a flyer on him. That's a little crazy for me because I wouldn't mind a little edge in the wide receiver room. These guys need a little edge, a little attitude.
We'll also have to watch if he gets more visits. If you're the only seat, the only dance partner, then the price keeps going down, and maybe desperation works both ways. Maybe you're desperate for a receiver, and he's desperate for a job, and it's a desperate marriage, and we move on. Moving on to the best part of our Thursday. It's 5:30. It's Quiz with Stiz time.
Crank it, man. Let's go.
All right, boys.
Turn that up, baby.
It's another week, another Trivia Thursday. You know the name.
That
you know
intro.
The game.
Copyright that now.
Another week, another Trivia Tuesday.
That's right.
Thursday. What day is it?
It's Quiz with Stiz. And before we get started, we will give you a rundown of the rules, my partner in crime, Dan.
Well, thank you, Stiz. So it is Hart versus Fitzy. Our hosts are tied at 1 in the new iteration of the afternoon show. We will run through questions on whatever topic the Stiz Master has chosen for this week. Each host will get the chance to answer. If they do not answer correctly, the other host will have the chance to steal. If neither get it, we'll go to multiple choice. First of 5 wins our Quiz with Stiz. And we have the extra wrinkle that Ted Johnson is our lifeline. If he answers the question correctly, it unlocks a second lifeline. That wasn't necessarily the case last week.
Nope.
But we'll see how this week goes. And Stiz, what is this week's topic?
All right, Dan, tonight's topic is sale, sales, and seals.
Seals was the last one?
Maybe.
Like,
Yep.
Seals?
Okay, don't question
sale,
him.
Sales,
he's the Stizzard of Oz.
Seals.
All right, let's go.
All right, Andy, you won last week. Heads or
tails?
Oh, Nick, I apologize. Nick, heads or tails?
Give me heads till I'm dead.
Well, tonight it was heads. You will start the game off.
All
Nick, the world record for the fastest sailing speed is held by the Vestas Sail Rocket 2. What speed in knots did it reach?
Oh, God.
In knots. That's the best part.
107.
No. Sorry.
Mm. Oh, you mean I got that wrong?
Andy.
Let's say 86 knots.
No.
Okay.
Nick, was it A, 58 knots, B, 60 knots, or C, 66 knots?
I feel like as a child I read 66 knots when I was trying to be a Bear Scout, so I'll go with 66 knots.
Mm. He's on the board. Sorry, that was
That's a bank three. I didn't call glass.
Can I explain something real quick? The knots. One knot is equal to 1.5078 miles per hour.
So 100 miles an hour, basically.
Yep. That's
I bet you that's one of those cheating sailboats, though, with the hydrofoil. They come out of the water, and it's just that one little
here
fin.
Goes. Everyone's cheating.
Yeah.
If Andy's not winning, everyone else is cheating. All right,
true.
Andy, are you ready?
I don't know.
This second question comes with an audio clue.
What? I'm not good at these.
Here we go.
Sail! Sail!
Mm-hmm.
Andy, name that band.
Full Look at Me, man.
Oh, okay, good. Then I won't waste it. Thank you, Ted. Slipknot.
No. Good guess, though.
I went with the knots. The knots was stuck in my head, so I added slip to it.
Hold on. You play it again? Get my Shazam.
Yeah.
No.
I'll go Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, that was a really bad guess.
Andy, was it A, Seven Nation Army, B, AWOL Nation, or C, Foster the Kids?
Foster the Kids.
No.
I'll go with B, AWOL Nation.
Wow. Oh,
man. I've never even heard of the first two.
Foster the I've heard of Foster the Kid.
That's why I guessed them. Yeah. They were the only ones I've heard of.
All right, Nick.
Are you down 2-0?
Yes. Okay. No, we're down 2-0 because you're kind of part
nope,
of my team.
Ted's
and you're Mr.
Ted's on everybody's team.
But wait a minute.
Ted's on everybody's team.
Are you kidding me?
He's Mr. Rock Music, and I look over, and he's like, nope, don't.
That's not rock music.
What was it?
Pop.
Oh.
Yeah, modern stuff.
Yeah, that's like modern pop.
Stuff your kids would have listened to. Pay attention.
All right, Nicholas.
Yes.
I was screwed.
This sale went down in 1803 when the U.S. bought around 13 states worth of territory from France for less than 3 cents per acre.
It was $18 million for the Louisiana Purchase.
Uh-oh, he's up 3-0.
What?
That was the easiest one we've had yet, and it wasn't even close.
Oh, my God.
If you paid attention in, like, middle school history class or whatever.
Crazy thing I did.
Andy.
I never really got that.
No. All right, Andy. Featured on the Batman Forever soundtrack, Seal's Kiss from a Rose was released in July of which year?
No.
July 1995.
No.
I'm so convinced.
He said it with confidence.
Andy,
I thought it was right.
Was it A, 1993, B, 1994, or C, 1995?
1994.
He's on the board.
Thanks to Nick's conviction in the fact that... Oh, now he's Googling. This game is rigged.
Look at him.
He's on a computer. That is illegal.
July 1994. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Nicholas.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In 1965.
No, hold on.
We've already moved on. We've already moved on.
He might be Googling the answer. I can't trust him.
Yeah, no.
It's a new
no.
question.
Here we go, Nick. Come on.
Yep.
In 1965, Pepsi Cola merged with this company to form Pepsi Co. Inc. with the slogan, "Chips make you thirsty. Pepsi can help."
Which one?
Which company did Pepsi Cola merge with?
Lay's.
No.
Yes. Oh. Good guess.
And you have.
What if I say Lay's with a different pronunciation?
Lay's.
Frito-Lay. Frito-Lay. Frito-Lay.
Oh! Oh wow.
Got it. Andy.
What? How come I didn't get partial credit?
Ah.
Hey, by the way, can I hear the Batman question again?
No, he cannot.
No, we're right.
We moved on.
Decisions of judges are final.
Batman Forever was released in 95.
Nope.
Sales Kiss from a Rose was released in July of 1994.
Thank you.
And then it was used on the... You misworded that.
No, okay. He didn't. That's exactly what he asked. Good job, Steve.
Here we go.
This is a pile of trash. You sit on a throne of garbage.
What's the story?
Andy?
3-2. 3-2, Nick. Andy has a chance to tie.
I need this.
Andy.
It was 3 at Frito-Lay.
This team drafted Chris Sale in the 21st round of the 2007 MLB draft. But Chris Sale chose not to sign and attended Florida Gulf Coast University. Which team drafted Chris Sale, or tried to, in 07?
So I have like a 1 in 28 chance of getting this, I feel like.
Okay. That maths.
How about the... Kansas City Royals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll go with the
Nicholas.
I'll go with 2007. I'm going to go with the Marlins.
No. Andy, was it A, the Padres, B, the White Sox, C, the Rockies?
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The White Sox?
No.
I didn't know if it was a trick question or not a trick question, so...
You know what?
That's the beauty of the quiz.
I'm gonna lifeline this mofo.
Okay. Ted Johnson?
It's, I'm gonna say it's the Padres.
Oh, yeah! Let's go, Ted!
I was gonna say Rockies. You're dead to me, Ted.
Sorry about that, bro.
Fitzy has lost his lifeline.
Damn. Who doesn't want to play for the Rockies?
He has lost his
man. The 07 Rockies were pretty good.
I'm sure it was money.
They were pretty good back then.
What were they offering?
All righty. Moving on.
Still 3-2. Wow. Still 3-2.
The Rockies went to the World Series that year, too. Focus.
Oh, man.
Dink.
All right, Mr. Hart.
Yes.
The world record for fastest time to sail around the world by a solo sailor is held by Francois Gabart in just over how many days did it take Francois to sail around the world?
Francois.
Twelve.
No.
And close.
I thought you were a boat guy.
Fast.
I was thinking turn.
I'm gonna
months.
Go. No idea. I'm going to go. How many days?
How many? Just over how many days?
27.
No. Andy, was it A, 45, B, 40, or C, 42?
I don't know what your eyes mean, Ted.
I don't know.
I think he's just happy that he knew it was a lot of days. So 40.
He was taking the over.
Yes,
the whole
40,
time.
42, yeah. 44.
Yes, 45, 40, 42.
Give me a Pedro Martinez, 45.
No, sorry. Nicholas.
I'm going to get, I either have to get romantic with it and do 40, the whole 40 days and 40 nights. Or I go with the Jackie Robinson. Well, since...
Hit dog.
Yeah, the hit dog. Well, Jackie Robinson's been eliminated, so...
Easy, Mina.
I'm going to stick with my original gut and go with the biblical 40 days, 40 nights.
No. Sorry, no. Jackie. I thought you for sure were going to go Jackie. 42.
I should have gone for
like
Jackie.
42, damn. 16 hours.
This is the worst
minutes.
We've ever done, just an FYI.
This is a difficult quiz.
What's the score? Yes. Is it 3-2?
It's still 3-2, Nick. 3-2. Two consecutive incorrect questions.
All right, so is this question aimed at me now?
We've never done that before.
Yes, okay. Three questions left.
All right. Be in stats in it.
Nicholas.
Oh. Only three questions left? It feels like we just started.
I know. A common sail on a sailboat. This can be found forward of the mast, but does not have a boom.
Mr. Cape House doesn't have a sailboat.
Oh, Mr. Shut up.
He's got a boat.
Once again, the
boat.
Sail.
I'm a motorboat.
The sail.
Forward of the mast, mm-hmm. does not have a boom.
Ted, you ever been sailing?
Oh, I have.
Jib. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's a good guess.
Nailed it.
That's it.
Nailed it.
That's a good guess.
That was the only one I had. I was going to guess that because I didn't have an alternative.
My sailing term, my sailing term knowledge would be a very small forearm tattoo.
Yeah.
No. All right, 4-2.
Damn it.
Mr. Hart.
How many questions left?
Two questions
left. Oh, best Danny can do is tie.
I got to run the table. Let's go.
All right, Mr. Hart. This became the year's trendiest treat. After being featured in the blockbuster movie E.T., Mars Candy rejected the production crew, and this candy didn't need to pay for the product placement, but simply promote the movie in their ads. Which candy?
Is that English?
A little convoluted.
I'm just going to say Reese's Pieces.
He got it.
Oh, I didn't even get the question. I just know there was a trail of E.T.
Why didn't
Reese's
you
pieces?
Ask him? The movie was called E. Blank. The extraterrestrial.
No, he tried to confuse me with words
I mean,
words,
honest
words,
to God. What does that have to do with sales?
Well, it was a deal. It was a deal.
And it was the highest selling.
M&M's rejected that. Okay, they were like, no, we don't care.
All right.
Nicholas, 200,000 copies of the first Superman comic were sold in 1938. Nicholas Cage bought one for $150,000 in 1997. That comic was stolen from Nick Cage, and after he got it back, he auctioned it off for how much money?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Teddy's like, I bought it. I know
Reese's that. Pieces. hold on. I mean, I just have to take a guess.
Yeah.
He bought it for one. Bought it for $150,000.
It got stolen. He got it back and then auctioned it off for how much? The
and
first.
And he funded National Treasure with it. So I'm going to go with $1.5
million. No. Andy.
$1.4 million.
No. Nick, was it A, $1.8 million, B, $2.1 million, or C, $2.5 million?
2.5.
No. Andrew.
I am not learning Ted's faces. Yeah. He makes all these faces, and I don't know what they mean.
He's not going to know the comics.
So $1.8 million.
Yes. No.
Oh!
$2.1 million. It was the first comic to sell for more than $2 million at an auction.
Man. Wow. Lose How again. About that?
And he didn't get his Superman movie made in the process.
Nick Cage was going to do a Superman.
Yes, he was with Tim Burton.
It's because he bought houses all over the world and went. You know, he had all these houses in Newport and Rhode Island and never visited them. He just bought them.
Yeah, you should see the movie that he did. The staggering weight of something genius that he did a few years ago with Pedro Pascal. Awesome movie.
Never heard of it. Okay, but we are not staggering geniuses. That was our worst performance ever. I apologize. We promise to be better in future weeks.
You guys got to hit the books.
We were terrible. We need to study.
Oh, you trying to drag me down into Loserita-ville?
Or maybe the quizmaster needs to realize that we're not like full-fledged geniuses.
And here comes the blame.
Dumb it down just a little.
Ted, watch out. The excuse train's pulling out.
I'm hearing it.
Nope. The excuse train is pulling into Odds and Ends Station. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.